Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Praise God, hallelujah. Ke dumedisa bana ka ba fela ba ntate bana ba modimo ka le biso le le matla la morena wa rona Jesu Kriste. Ngwaneso, I've had stories, man. I've had stories. So many people ba bua the way bophelo bo leng boima ka teng. Ba bang ba bua the way ba thabileng ka teng because of what God has done for them. I've heard stories, positive and negative stories. Ke a dumela pelong ya ka ka ofela hore, you know, even when before I used to doubt hore is there God, when I was going through difficult things in my life. But when I heard stories about the things tse bana ba modimo ba tsamaileng ho tsona, ke a smaela ngwaneso ke re, indeed there is God. How so fihle mo ngwaneso tsebe hore you're not listening hard enough. How mamela batho ba bua ditori tsa bona dintho tse modimo ba etseditseng tsona lefatsheng ngwaneso. You breathe. Wa ipotsa hore how did that person survive? How did they make it? Ke batla ho bua ka one of the most important things bana beso, and I like to relate dintho tse di etsahalang around rona hore re kgone go relate. You know, when Jesus used to tell stories, he used to tell stories that, you know, made people listen and pay attention. So this is happening because of that. And even though most of his stories were parables, so this is what he meant, you know. And I've titled my next message, Do You Have What It Takes to Make It? You know, like I said, I've often asked myself, you know, how most people survive the trials they went through. People get robbed of their future, you know, they lose their jobs. Ba lahlehelwa ke di family tsa bona. Ba bang ba tsoha hospital le ngwane so ba sa tsebe gore ba fitlhile jwang mo, you know. People get raped every day, or women get raped every day. Ha ka mamela radio, mamela di story tsa radio ngwane, especially talk radio. Ha mamela batla ditaba batla o blella hore he how many people have lost their lives, how many women a day le bana ba rapiwa this day singwaneso, and it is so tragic. But if you sit down o mamela ditori tsa di survivors, those who woke up in hospital ba sa tsebe hore ba fitlhile jwang, ba bang ba nke nako go gopola the trauma that they went through, but they are still alive. And when they remember, they sit down, they narrate their stories. But the way they were raped, the way ba le patunti wakating, the way ba le mashabi wakaditipa, and left for dead. And they will tell you, man, I did not know how I was going to survive that. Some are still living with the injuries. But there is one thing on this. Ek batlang ho bua ka ntho tse ka fela tse mpitse di etsa halang. Ha modimo ana le plan ka bophelo ba hao, they can step you 100 times on this. You will wake up because God wants to show the world that he can do things. And I've often ke bona batho ba jwalo ba surviving the incident tse horrible. They would rise one into because of the testimonies of their mouth. But la rise and one into bahule. Babele bophelo one into bo extremely, extremely beautiful. And not because ba specially, no, but because God is not done with them. How much you must get to kawa na one into? Tiba hori. How survive so that you can suffer more? O survivor because modimo na le plan ka bophelo ba hao. Do you have what it takes? Yes, you do. You definitely do. People commit suicide because they've gone for a week without food and they don't have a plan. People commit suicide because they've lost their jobs. When you got stabbed, you got raped, you were violated. Don't lose hope. You have what it takes. There is no need to end it, Waniso. There is a need for you to find out why it happened. Not how it happened, but why it happened. Ask God. Bua le modimo wa hao. Ko khoneng ya hao, ko kamoreng ya hao, motlotlele re modimo. This is what happened to me. Hobaneng wa ne modimo yetsa hetsentse, hobaneng. Modimo o tla kena le wena. A o bolella hore no. I've shown you. Or no. I allowed this to happen so that this can happen. There is always a reason, Waniso. Don't throw it away by giving up. You have what it takes. Don't throw it away, Waniso, because ubona hore ahona way out. Mm-mm. There is a way out. Give Jim a way out, ya ha, Waniso. Sometimes I hadn't told him, Pidia, it's a hala horuna. Relatela tawele ngwaneso re a give up because re a bona hore ha hona mo bophelo bo yang. But God is with you, ngwaneso. He knows what you need. Modimo na loe na ngwaneso. He knows. I am not, you know, sometimes re a jula. Re kwate. Dipelo tsa rona di tla lo re Modimo. If you love me, how can you let me be raped? If God, if you love me, how can you let me be shot? God, if you love me, how can you let me be stabbed? God, if you love me, how can you let me lose my job, knowing that is the only thing that I was good at, knowing that that is the only thing, Mudimu, ekeneke provide la familia ka kayona. God, how can I lose my car? God, how can I lose my mom? God, how can I lose my dad? God, how can I lose my family member? God, my grandmother is the one who raised me. I don't have any parents. God, how can I lose her? God, I love her. Mudimu. Ha ke sana motho ya tshehetsang. Mudimu, ha ke sana motho ya ye ke buang le yena ha ke na le mathata. Me wa ka wile. Nkgono wa ka wile. Tate wa ka wile. I lost my sister. Every year I've buried people. This year, Lord, I'm losing my job. This year, Lord, I am sick. Ke tsontse ke phile ka medication. God, I can't do it anymore. Waniso, you can. You have what it takes. O na le matla a sa tsebeng rona le ona, Waniso. You can do it. You can get through it. Ke mona ho jwetsa hore how khatala tse hore ho etsa hetseng bophelong ba hao. How khatala tse hore keng e o hlagetseng. I know that 2020 was very hard for most people. How khatala tse Ngwaneso, you can make it. Why are you still here, Ngwaneso? Because you have what it takes. Fight on, Ngwaneso. Fight on, Ngwaneso. Bophelo bo diatleng tsa hao. Bophelo ba hao, Ngwaneso, bo diatleng tsa Modimo. I've often asked myself, why am I the only one who survived? And I used to say, you know, people would ask me, how did you do it? And I was like, I don't know how I got out, but I did. Le nna ke ile ka ba situationeng e boima, Ngwaneso. But I made it. Today I'm here. Encouraging you to hold on. I'm not a guy healing ale blessed. I had to fight through life. I had to fight through sickness. So because I keep we fella. because of a book I read. No. Ke bua tjena ngwaneso, I have been through things, difficult things, tough things, but they have only made me tougher. Dinkentse ke be more stronger. Dinkentse ke faith ya ka e hole ngwaneso. Dinkentse ke phele ka o tshepa Modimo. Ke a tseba ya hore if something goes wrong now, and I believe in my heart, and I pray, God will answer my prayers. Umametse Modimo. Hey, Modimo umametse ngwaneso. He knows what you need. Ke tla sia ka mantsi a latelang ngwaneso. You do not have because you ask not. Kopa o tla fiwa ngwaneso. That's the Bible. I know people will say, hey, God knows everything. He can hear what I'm saying inside of me. I'm tired of praying. No. Oska khatsala rapela ngwaneso, you have what it takes. Ona le bona bogone, ke a le buha fa o mfatsebe ya ha ngwaneso, Modimo a hwetse handle. Modimo a godise. Modimo a go bontse matla a hao a ona le ona. Let God show you strength. Ke a le buha. Praise God. Thank you for listening.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.